Rupert Murdoch isn't the only media business mogul raising political eyebrows this summer. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has been campaigning actively. He's not on the ballot in New York or anywhere else, but you could easily get the sense he's running for something. Yesterday, he gave speeches for candidates in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., and he's been holding fundraisers for others at his Manhattan home. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Politicians are hardly an unusual sight in Washington. Still, diners at Carmine's could have been forgiven if they wondered why the mayor of New York was lunching at their restaurant yesterday. Turns out he was there to endorse their mayor.
I am thrilled to be able to come here and endorse Mayor Fenty today. I have no doubt that he will continue to deliver for the residents of this great city.
His appearance on behalf of Democrat Adrian Fenty, who's in a tough primary fight, came in the middle of a busy day of politicking for Bloomberg. Earlier, he stopped in Philadelphia to give his blessing to Democratic Congressman Joe Sestak, who is running for Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate seat. And in the evening, Bloomberg was to host a fundraiser for Republican Congressman Mike Castle, who's running to be Delaware's next U.S. senator. Bloomberg says he's looking out for his city interests in the Capitol.
Whether the vote comes from a senator from Delaware or from Pennsylvania or from New York, we have a big vested interest in the Republican and the Democrat in both these cases have been supportive of issues that I care about.
Those issues include education and illegal guns. Bloomberg himself was a lifelong Democrat until he switched parties to win his first term as mayor in 2001 as a Republican. In 2007, he left the GOP and became an independent. Now, he says, he's doing what he can to support candidates from either party or neither, so long as they share what he calls common ground.
I've been one of everything at one point in my career or another. I don't think that party matters. What you want are people who are independent in their views, that they don't listen to the party bosses, that they listen to the issues, they're smart enough to analyze it, they have the experiences that we need in a legislature to know how to address the problems.
In all, Bloomberg has endorsed or given contributions to over a dozen candidates running this year. They include Republicans Mark Kirk, who's seeking an open Senate seat in Illinois, and Peter King, running for re-election to Congress from New York. He's also backed Democrats, such as Michael Bennett in Colorado, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett, the mayor of Milwaukee. Political science professor Doug Muzio of Baruch College in New York says Bloomberg, if nothing else, is collecting some political IOUs.
Certainly it makes him a national player. I mean, it's getting chips from both sides of the aisle. It fuels the narrative of Mike Bloomberg, plutocrat as philosopher king. And all that comes with it, both in terms of influence and ego, if you will.
Bloomberg toyed with running for president in 2008 before deciding to seek a third term as mayor. In an interview earlier this month, he seemed to rule out another bid for the White House. So Muzio isn't sure what Bloomberg has in mind now.
I don't know. I'm not his analyst. I don't know about a high elective office, but high appointive office could be there.
Treasury Secretary, World Bank head, or maybe the thought of elective office is still there, says New York political consultant Hank Scheinkoff.
You can't ever say that he'd give up the dream of being president. It's something that's been talked about and speculated about, but that's not the primary motivator here. This billionaire does what he wants with his money and supports the kind of people he wants because he can.
Scheinkoff says don't count Bloomberg out of the presidential race until the deadline for filing nomination papers has passed. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.